Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Smile.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
One, two, three, four. stolen air. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. Something about the clouds and her mist. She wasn't too bright, but after that, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry footprint, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry footprint, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry footprint, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. Horses wonder who you are. Thunder drowns out for the lightning seeds. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW. And I pray, oh my God, do I pray?
years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Something you said, Trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I
1057 CFW.
We'll be right back. wanted you to stay. Pride will tear us both apart. Well, now pride's gone out the window, cross the rooftops, run away.
Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new law enforcement agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. Their intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined another legal coalition of states, this time filing an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court over Affordable Care Act protections. According to a press release, the coalition is asking the court to protect access to critical preventive care that millions of Americans receive through the ACA. A lower court previously found that the structure of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is unconstitutional, which could impact access to no-cost preventive care for low-income Americans. The St. Croix Economic Development Council recently hosted a housing forum with more local community leaders. The forum was used to share data from the St. Croix County Housing Study with community leaders in Baldwin and was presented by officials from the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Affordable housing access has become a troublesome issue across western Wisconsin as local municipalities struggle with a growing unhoused population. A previous forum was held in January with Hudson community leaders. Officials from Western Dairyland say their semi-annual point-in-time homeless count found significantly fewer unhoused individuals than last summer. According to the report, the organization found just 34 unhoused people in Eau Claire, Buffalo, Jackson, and Trempealeau counties during the week-long count in January. Officials say cold weather could be a factor in the lower number, as they found over 100 unhoused individuals in the July count. The count did not include people staying in shelters during the data collection period. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, just a little bit of light rain out there. Otherwise, lows will eventually drop to the lower 30s and gusty west winds. On Thursday, we'll see plenty of clouds, gusty northwest winds, afternoon highs in the lower 30s. Rain and snow chance Friday. Right now, it's 37.
CFW.
And more.
Might as well jump, jump. Might as well jump. Can't forget, we only get what we get. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
105.7 CFW.
We'll put all of the things in. Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Down.